our city manager with the flu last night, and I think Councilwoman Sullivan had something, and now it's spreading across the dais, so I'm trying to pull myself together this morning.
Well, what shook down last night? Anything exciting?
We had about a 4-hour meeting last night.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a doozy. So those the people that were sick were actually pretty good troopers for sticking through it through the whole meeting. But you know, we got some appointments done. Actually, the bulk of it was public comment. We had a lot of people that came out to talk about the need for more streetlights on the south side. People that came out to support the creation of a new environmental commission. So, you know, people engaging with their local government and, you know, kind of talking about some of the problems that we face as a community and what they want to see the council do to fix those problems.
Any statements that made an impact on you?
Well, you know, I think that the last meeting we had a lot of people coming out to talk about streetlights. We had, you know, a lot more people coming out today. And in fact, in between the last meeting and this meeting, the city manager and I sat down with a group that's affiliated under the name of People for Peace, that's kind of leading the charge on getting more streetlights turned down and more lighting on the south side. And we talked to them, came up with a plan, and took some votes last night to move forward with some engineering on some streetlights on Francis Street, Morrell, up in Loomis Park, down in Exchange Park, which is pretty dark, as well as, you know, in the area surrounding the King Center and down the MLK Trail a little bit, which is completely dark. So, you know, I think council kind of I think all of the council members last night spoke about the need for more streetlights, the need for the city to be responsive with the residents. And I think that, you know, last night we kind of tried to show that we're listening to the people that are coming to the meetings and engaging in conversation, and we understand, you know, the need for more streetlights for public safety purposes, for community health purposes, you know, just the perception of being able to feel safe and feel part of a neighborhood. And that's why we sat down in the interim and came up with a plan to get that started. We have a lot more work to do, and I'm excited about new opportunities with Consumers Energy to do a Light Up the Night initiative, or Light Up the City initiative, putting CFL bulbs in people's porches, encouraging them to turn their porch lights on, things like that. But I think that was one positive outcome from last night that we were able to get started on.
Of course, lights cost money.
They sure do, yep. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things that we're trying to figure out is we are charged a flat rate for the non-LED bulbs by consumers that are hooked into the Cobra heads. That's just a flat rate depending on the wattage. So the city doesn't really get an energy savings on switching those bulbs to LEDs. We don't get a cost savings because consumers doesn't have a LED rate yet. So what we've been doing over the years is trying to, and you see this downtown with the acorn lights, decorative light poles, is that we're switching the poles over to our own, putting LED fixtures in, and then putting those on a meter so that we can actually meter the energy that we're consuming so that we can try to decrease the energy costs on the city. So I think, you know, we're in the process of getting started on all that and having those positive conversations with consumers, and we'll just continue to move forward from here.
Oh, you got a deal with the library, Derek?
We did get a deal with the library. I haven't been able to read the full document yet. Obviously, we passed our own proposal and sent it over to them. It sounds like what they voted on was nearly identical to what we sent and kind of what they had asked us to send over. It sounds like we have the easement to build the parking deck there. We have the easement to build the catwalk over to the Hayes Hotel, and it sounds like they didn't want the city to redo their parking lot, which would have saved them probably about $200,000-$300,000. We were offering to connect the parking structure, which has an ADA compliant elevator in it, into the back of the admin building to make that accessible. So I think, we're going to, from the city's perspective, we're going to save some costs and get the parking deck built, which is going to help with the Hayes Hotel project, the Commonwealth project. That's really exciting. I was at a meeting yesterday with Patty Poppe and Consumers Energy, HRS, the MEDC, Mercer, talking about all of these things that all these developments that we have going on downtown, and how crucial and important, things like the parking deck are to projects like, the Hayes Hotel, and how important the Hayes Hotel is to our entire downtown. So the MEDC was actually really excited about that. They're on board and committed to making sure that that project, goes forward and has the support it needs to all the way through to completion. So that's really exciting. And, there's going to be a whole lot of exciting developments in that area. Consumers is really stepping up under the leadership of Patty Poppe, and they're going to be doing a whole lot of creative green infrastructure over in that that district over there.
When do you expect this Hayes project? We've been talking about it so long. shovels in the ground or cranes in the sky?
not sure yet. I think they're still working on some of their drawings and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's a $30 to $35 million project, so that doesn't necessarily come together overnight, but the developers that are working on it have done large scale historic projects like this in the past, and I have every confidence that they'll be able to do it this time, particularly with the support that they've received from the community for the booking of pre-booking of some of the hotel spaces, some of the loft spaces. I think that there's a lot of community support and support from the business community. And yesterday it was made clear that the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is supportive as well. So, mm-hmm. You got the state actors involved, and I think it's going to be have a really good shot at coming through to fruition. And we all know that that's kind of the keystone of that downtown area. So hopefully we'll be able to pull it together and make it happen.
Well, you better get some flu shots down there.
I know, right? I'm eating cough drops like they're candy, so.
Those usually don't do the trick.
No.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Rick.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies.